Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. U.S. President Donald Trump says American delegation to reach Islamabad tomorrow for second round of negotiations with Iran. Overseas Citizens of India scheme to be extended up to 6th generation of India community in Sri Lanka. President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung arrives in New Delhi on a three-day visit. Polling underway in Bulgaria for 8th parliamentary election in 5 years. And in women's cricket, South Africa beat India by 8 wickets in second T20 international in Durban. U.S. President Donald Trump today said that U.S. representatives are traveling to Islamabad in Pakistan for negotiations with Iran. He said that the U.S. delegation will arrive by tomorrow night. The White House has said Vice President J.D. Vance, who led the first round of face-to-face talks last weekend, would lead the delegation to Pakistan with envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. The talks are scheduled to be held on Tuesday. In an interview with American television news channel, President Donald Trump said if they don't reach a deal, then he is going to take out Iran bridges and their power plants. He went on to say that Iran has agreed to much of the deal already. Earlier, in a social media post, President Trump on the blockade in the Strait of Hormuz claimed that it was Iran on the losing end, with the closure causing a loss of $500 million per day to the country, while claiming that the U.S. loses nothing. Several U.S. media outlets said the Iranian side is expecting that there will be a symbolic joint announcement of an extension to the ceasefire on Wednesday. The two-week ceasefire is set to end on Wednesday. The first round of ceasefire negotiations between Tehran and Washington ended in a deadlock over the energy artery Strait of Hormuz and Iran's nuclear capacities. Iran's Civil Aviation Authority today said that it has approved the resumption of international flights from Mashhad International Airport in the northeastern province of Khorasan Rezavi from tomorrow. The authority, in a statement published on its official website, said the decision follows an earlier announcement that eastern Iranian airspace has been reopened to international flights. It added that some airports resumed operations on Saturday. The Indian government today said that port operations across the country are normal with no congestion reported. The Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways informed that the Indian-flagged crude oil tanker Desh Garima, carrying 31 Indian seafarers, safely crossed the Strait of Hormuz and is expected to arrive in Mumbai on Wednesday. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today announced a series of measures aimed at strengthening ties with the Indian-origin Tamil community in Sri Lanka, focusing on welfare initiatives and cultural linkages. He made the announcement while addressing the members of the Indian community in Colombo. A key announcement was the extension of the Overseas Citizens of India scheme up to the sixth generation, along with simplified documentation norms. A report from our correspondent.
India has signaled a clear political and emotional outreach to the Indian origin Tamil community in Sri Lanka. Visiting Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan announced a major expansion of the OCI scheme, now extending it to the sixth generation, with Sri Lankan documents to be accepted as proof of Indian origin. Earlier in the day, the Vice President held substantive talks with President Anuragha Kumara Dissanayake and Prime Minister Dr. Harini Amara Surya, reviewing development cooperation and post-cyclone support. Later, addressing the media, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that as part of the visit of the Vice President, signing of MOUs was also done for the first six projects under the post-Ditwa multi-sectoral grant assistance in the eastern province, as well as for a four-story medical ward complex at the District General Hospital at Mulai Tivu. Ahmed Muin Farooqi for World News, Colombo.
Earlier in the day, Mr. Radhakrishnan held wide-ranging talks with Sri Lankan President Anuragha Kumara Dissanayake, reaffirming India's neighbourhood-first policy and continued cooperation. He also met Prime Minister Harini Amarasurya discussed civilizational links and interacted with opposition leader Sajit Premadasa. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will embark on a three-day visit to Germany from the 21st of this month to further strengthen the strategic defence partnership between the two countries. The Defence Ministry said that the visit will provide an opportunity to review the ongoing defence cooperation initiatives and identify new avenues for collaboration between the defence industries of both countries. During his stay, Mr. Singh is scheduled to hold bilateral talks with his German counterpart, Boris Pistorius. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We'll bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met President of South Korea, Lee Jae-myung, in New Delhi today. In a social media post, he lauded the visiting leader's commitment to deepen bilateral relations across multiple domains. Dr. Jaishankar also expressed confidence that South Korea President's talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow will further strengthen both countries' special strategic partnership. Mr. Lee Jae-myung arrived in New Delhi this evening on a three-day visit to India. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising ministers, senior officials and business leaders. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during his visit, President Lee Jae-myung will hold discussions with the Prime Minister on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. Mr. Modi will host a lunch in honour of the visiting dignitary. President Lee Jae-myung will also hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu. Bulgarians are voting in the 8th parliamentary election in 5 years after mass protests brought down the previous conservative-led government in December last year. Polls are due to close at 10:30 tonight, Indian time, with exit polls expected shortly afterwards. Official results are likely to be declared tomorrow. The December protest drew hundreds of thousands of mainly young people to the streets. ISRO chairman V. Narayanan has said that the G20 satellite designed to study climate, air pollution and monitor weather is expected to be launched in 2027. He said India is the first country to succeed in placing more than 100 satellites using a single rocket without any collision. Dr. Narayanan was addressing scientists from DRDO, ISRO and the Aeronautical Society of India at the Engineering Staff College of India in Hyderabad. He said India is taking the lead role in launch of the G20 satellite for G20 countries. Dr. Narayanan said ISRO is working towards sending a human to the moon by 2040. Indian ocean ship IOS Sagar has departed Phuket in Thailand on completion of a high-tempo three-day operational turnaround. This marks the successful culmination of a second port call during the ongoing deployment. The Defence Ministry said that IOS Sagar undertook a series of professional, strategic and cultural engagements with the Royal Thai Navy, significantly strengthening bilateral naval cooperation. In women's cricket, host South Africa defeated India by 8 wickets in the second T20 international of the 5-match series at Kingsmead Stadium in Durban this evening. Chasing a target of 148 runs, South Africa achieved the target in 17.1 overs. Earlier, India, after being put into bat, were bowled out for 147 runs in their allotted 20 overs. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. US President Donald Trump says American delegation to reach Islamabad tomorrow for second round of negotiations with Iran. Overseas Citizens of India scheme to be extended up to 6th generation of Indian community in Sri Lanka. President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung arrives in New Delhi on a three-day visit. Polling underway in Bulgaria for 8th parliamentary election in 5 years. And in women's cricket, South Africa beat India by 8 wickets in second T20 international in Durban. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.